USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Georgia officials are warning residents to stay off the roads as Hurricane Idalia moves across the state. The Category 1 storm is still packing destructive winds and rain. It's expected to head near the coast of South Carolina tonight. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is heading to Florida to meet with Governor Ron DeSantis and determine recovery needs from Hurricane Idalia. The storm has flooded streets and caused widespread power outages after making landfall this morning. In Perry, Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says storm surge is the major problem.
They did get a lot of water down there. There's no question. They have not received any call regarding a fatality as a result of that storm surge.
It made landfall this morning as the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's Big Bend area in 125 years. Thousands of Floridians have no electricity, but DeSantis said power crews were already in place and are working to fix down lines. The White House is wishing Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell a speedy recovery after he appeared to freeze at the podium while taking questions in Kentucky earlier today.
Clearly, we wish him well, a speedy recovery. As you know, the two of them have worked together and have known each other for some time, but I can't speak to a call or a conversation. I just haven't asked the president about
it. It was the second time in recent weeks a Kentucky Republican was unable to respond to reporters' questions at a press event, raising questions about his health. McConnell, who is 81, seemed to struggle to hear when he was asked about running for re-election, then froze and did not speak for about 30 seconds until an aide stepped in to help. The median cost of a one-bedroom apartment in New York City is the highest in the country, just under $4,000 per month. Second highest is $3,280 in Jersey City. Rounding out the top five, San Francisco, Boston, and Miami. This is USA News.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's single, spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nuggets.
Spicy
and
chicken
a frosty
sandwich,
Dave's single, and a frosty for me.
And a frosty. Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with a combo or any other offer.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
You got this event. Hey, Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
President Biden says his administration is lowering costs for seniors on Medicare. The president announced Medicare will soon begin the first round of drug price negotiations under the Inflation Reduction Act. The prescription drugs include those that treat heart failure, blood clots, diabetes, and other illnesses. The president noted that no Republicans voted for the legislation and are actively trying to repeal it. COVID-19 hospitalizations are up by another 19%. This is according to the CDC. Deaths also saw a large jump by 21% in 1 week. More than half of the U.S. states saw a substantial jump. South Dakota had the biggest spike, with hospitalizations surging more than 127% in 1 week. A new booster likely won't be approved until the end of September. Some say the job market is taking a turn for the better. Ryan Daniels explains.
New government figures show less than 9 million openings in July, indicating the labor market is cooling. The number of workers who quit their jobs fell to 3.5 million, which is lowest since early 2021. Professional and business services, healthcare, and state and local government saw the biggest decrease in job openings last month. I'm Ryan Daniels.
CBS is set to air a special tribute show to the late Bob Barker. Drew Carey will host The Price is Right, a tribute to Bob Barker, on Thursday. Dave Collins, USA News.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.